Book 1 Chapter 1 When I was 8, in the Christian year of 1494, I read about the sacred ibises who helped Moses cross an Ethiopian swamp riddled with snakes. I drew a scythe-beaked creature in scarlet and black with my Uncle Abraham's dyes and inks. He held it up for inspection. "Silver eyes?" he questioned. "Reflecting Moses, how could they be any other color?" Uncle kissed my brow. "From this day on, you will be my apprentice. I will help you change thorns to roses, and I swear to protect you from the dangers which dance along the way. The pages that are doors will open to our touch." How could I have known that I would one day fail him so completely? Imagine being outside time, that the past and future are revolving around you, and you cannot place yourself properly, that your body, your receptacle, has been numbed free of history. Because I feel this way, I can see clearly when and where the evil started. 4 days ago, on the 22nd of Nisan, in our Judiaria Pequeña, the little Jewish quarter of the Alfama district of Lisbon. It was a jeweled morning, much like any of the opal beads on the necklace of that spring month. The year was 5266 for the new Christians, April the 16th of 1506 for the accursed Christians of heart. From the darkness of early Wednesday morning, hiding here in the cellar, I remember the dawn of Friday.